when I got ordained as a priest, that is almost 7 years ago, we were six of us. And one of the things that we decided to do as a class to support each other is to get together once a month for a meal. Sometimes we'll gather in Milwaukee, sometimes in Waukesha, a few times here in Sheboygan. And it was always, I'll say, a sacred time whenever we come together, because that was the moment that we share how things are going in our lives. That was the moment that we pray for each other in our ministries. But then we had a challenge. The challenge was whenever we come together, be it in a restaurant or in a rectory for a meal, some of us, we will get so occupied with our gadgets. Instead of being present, being attentive, we'll be paying attention to our phones. And that was ruining the preciousness of those encounters. So we decided to come up with a solution. And the solution was we agreed upon one law that will apply to each one of us. And the law is this. Whenever we come together for a meal, the first person who checks their phone, if we are in a restaurant, that person will have to pay the bill. And trust me, it did work. If the meal is taking place in the rectory, let's say at St. Clement's, if you are the first person to check the phone, then you will do the dishes. And no one wanted to do that. So it did work. It did work. So if you guys have a similar challenge, you can give that a try, definitely. But I'm saying that because in our gospel today, Jesus does refer to the importance of the law of God, the commandment that God gives to us. He poses a question to this man and asks him, you know, you want to enter to eternal life. Have you been following the laws of God? Have you been abiding by the commandments of God? And the man said, yes, I did that. He said he did that. And that's important because when we think about laws, especially the laws that God gives to us, oftentimes we think about them as something that limits our freedom. We can think about them as something that restricts us. It prevents us from doing what we want to do. But today we are being reminded that the law of God is there as a roadmap. The commandments of God, they are there so that they can guide us to our destiny. And our destiny again is to be with God in eternity. That's our destiny. But there's something else in this encounter between Jesus and this man. The man is good. The man is decent. He keeps the law. But Jesus tells him something else. He tells him, "Now I want you to go and sell everything and then come and follow me." I want you to leave everything behind and come and spend the rest of your life with me. What does that tell us? It tells us that for each one of us, as a people of faith, as disciples of Christ, observing the law of God is important. Being faithful to the commandments of God is important. But God created us for something much deeper than that. God made us for the very intimacy with Him. So observing the law, that's important. Being a good person, that's important. Being decent and polite, that's important. But most important is that intimacy that God is calling us to have with Him. The invitation to that deeper intimacy, that is what God created us for. That personal intimacy with Him. And we encounter that definitely in a life of prayer. We encounter that in the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, because we consume Him. We enter into that relationship with God. And that is what He created us for that deeper intimacy with Him. So I invite you guys to always have that in your minds and in your hearts. You are created for that deeper intimacy with God. The second thing that I want to talk about today is about the Pope Francis Rescue Home in Malindi, Kenya. And most of you guys, you're familiar with that outreach going on in Kenya, in the Diocese of Malindi. First of all, to extend my gratitudes on behalf of the people of Malindi, in the Diocese of Malindi, for the support that the North Side parishes have given to that cause in Malindi. And secondly, again, to invite you so that we can keep on supporting that cause, because it's changing lives of many of the children who are part of that facility. The Pope Francis Rescue Home in Malindi was established so that it can be a safe place, a healing place for a lot of children that they have undergone abuse in their families. Some of the cases, they're pretty much of physical abuse. Some, they're emotional abuse. Some, they are sexual abuse. When that happens, these children, they run away from their homes. And some of them, they're pretty much on the streets of Malindi. And Malindi, it's a city that is a little bit larger than Sheboygan, so around 60,000 people in the city. So to respond to that situation, the diocese did start the Pope Francis Rescue Home, whereby some of these kids, they are invited into the home. While at the home, they definitely find a safe shelter for them. They are in a place whereby they can get nourished, not just with food, but as well with prayer and with attention that they need. Some of these kids, they get some basic education, teaching them how to read and how to write. And finally, there is healing that takes place. They have counselors at the rescue home, and they provide services to these children so that they can heal from the traumas. Right now, they have 38 children present at the rescue home. And their ages, they range from 2 years old to 18 years old. Some of these children, they are at the rescue home for 2 months. In some situations, they are there for almost a year based on their homes, based on the nature of the trauma that they are dealing with. Even though the facility is a Catholic facility, the children who are there, they come from different faith background. So you have definitely Catholics who are there, you have Lutherans who are there, and as well you have Muslims who are there in the facility. And the idea again is not to kind of look at the faith background of the children, rather it's to make sure that these children, they get what they need. To make sure that these children, they get the healing that they need in their lives. And once that has happened, then the children, they are reintegrated with their families. At the height of the COVID situation, the rescue home was closed in the sense that they were not receiving new cases there. But 2 months ago, the government of Kenya did change some of the requirements and the rules. So right now, they are opened to receiving new cases at the rescue home. Again, today I want to invite each one of you to consider doing two things. First of all, I invite each one of you to pray for these children, to pray for their families, to pray for their journey of healing. And then the second thing that I invite you to consider doing is to support this cause. We can probably not change the entire world at once, but definitely we can make a difference in the life of one child. We can light a candle of new hope in the life of one family. And today, we can do that through the support that we give to the rescue home in the Diocese of Malindi. At the end of the Mass, we will have a second collection. And I ask you to be prayerful about that. I ask you to be generous as you do that. We will have the envelope from the propagation of faith, so you guys feel free to use those envelopes. God is calling us today so that we can become His face, we can become His presence in the lives of others. And we do that by touching the life of one child at a time. Blessings to each one of you, and my deepest gratitude for your outreach.